want to continue with what turns out to be almost a project for the Elzman, for me, and that is Vestos d'Oraisa, Vestos d'Rabbanan. We've touched on a number of points, but what I'd like to do today is to try to ground them, anchor them in the nusach of the Makoros themselves, to go back to the Chasam Sofer and to see the critique of the Aruch HaShulchan on the, to just pinpoint and highlight certain things. So if you happen to have the Mar Makomos, we'll go through them together, not all of them obviously. The Sugyan Shvuis, the Rashba, the Ra'ah. I mean, there's so much here in the Rashba and the Ra'ah, it's an amazing undertaking. But let's see what we could possibly accomplish in the short amount of time that we have. We had many stiras in the Rishonim based on two sugyas. One sugya is the machlokes, whether vestos or doraisa or derabanan, in which the poskim basically accept la halacha the vestos or derabanan. And the sugya of Prisha Samach Levest, which is derived from the Pasuk Vizhartem, and appears to be an Isa Doraisa. So what is it? When the vest comes, is there a chazaka that the Torah recognizes that Orech Bizmano Ba, and we know that she's going to see Dam, and therefore Prisha is Doraisa. But if that's the case, then if she passed the point of her vest, and she didn't do a Bedika, she should be Tmeah. If on the other hand we're saying that after she passes the vest and she does a bedika, she's Tmeah, I'm sorry, she's Tahora, it means that this chazaka of Orech Bizmano Ba is not so reliable. And if that be the case, why is Prisha Samach Levest derived from a pasuk Vizhartim Doraisa? And we find stiris in Rishonim. You know, Baliatosis on the one hand say we paskin that vestos derabbanon, and therefore she made a bedik afterwards and she's tahora. Then we assume that she was tahora despite the fact that her vest passed. On the other hand, the Baliatosis quote Rabbeinu Tam that vestos are doraisa, at least as far as Prisha Samach Levest. And we find similar stiris in the Rush and in many other Rishonim. And here we have the Chasam Sofer, in the name of his Rebbe, and also in the note of Yehuda. And if you want to look inside just to see the language, he says the following. He says, Ani kibalti, on the third line, Mimori v'Rabbi Zatzal, that's Rabbi Nosson Adler, he says, Afilu mandi ober vestos, lav doraisa, mikol makom ona, hasomuch levesta doraisa, there's no stira. If the issue is what happened in the past, did she see? She passed her vest. We don't know that she saw. Do we assume that she saw? Shall we rely and activate the chazak of Orech Bizmanaba and assume that she saw? The answer is lo chayshina. To say on the past that because of this Orech Bizmanaba she definitely saw, that we're not going to say. But rather, Ukmini Gavra Cheskosi, she has a Cheskos Tara, and we assume she's Tahora. Aval Hashem Atira, but if you're talking not about the past, but about the future, for example, in the case of Somach Levest, and he wants to have Tashmish, so now he has to know, should he assume that she might have a Re'iyah? In that case, we don't have a Chazok. The Cheskos Tara cannot tell us anything about the future. And this yisod is based, as we said last time, on the sugin gittin, l'shema mes lo chayshinon, l'shema yomos chayshinon. So it means that the chazak of orech bizmano ba is a very serious and reliable chazak. The Torah recognizes that chazak, even if I hold vestos derabbanan. Why? Because just like in the case of Shema Yomus Amrinon, we know that he's going to die at some point in the future. The Chazaka, therefore, that we left him before the Shliach went on his trip with the Get, we left him as a Chai, that doesn't tell me a thing as far as the future is concerned, because we know he's going to die. However, if the get was delivered, and the question is, what do we say about the period of time before the get was delivered? Was he alive or was he not? The shliach went on his way. The answer is, that's already Shem HaMess. L'Shem HaMess, the Gemara establishes law on reading. He has a Cheskes Chai. He doesn't have a Cheskes Chai for the future, but he has a Cheskes Chai for the past. So too, she has a Cheskes Tara for the past, but she doesn't have a Cheskes Tara for the future because Chazoka Orech Bismanim, but means that she's going to see. That is the fundamental breakthrough of Rav Nosson Adler, the Nod Behuda. They both seem to have come up with it together. The Aruch HaShulchan.
The Machlokes in the Gemara is Shem HaMess or Shem HaYavis?
What he's suggesting is that when we talk about Prisha Samach Leves, there is no Machlokes. Why? Because even Laman Diomar, that in the past I have a Chazaka that tells me she's Tahora. And if she didn't do a Bedika and the vest passed, we assume that she's Tahora. But as far as having Bia Samach Levest, that mitzvah of Prisha, that Chiv Prisha is Doraisa. Why? Because at this point you're talking about Shema Yamus, you're talking about Shema Tira, and the Torah says Shema Tira Chayshinan because Chazaka Orech Bizmano Ba. Does this Chazaka of Orech Bizmano Ba establish Vados as far as the past is concerned? That's the Machlokas where the Vest tells Doraisa the Rabbanan. So if her Vest had passed, and now she makes a bedik and she finds herself to be Tahora, shall we assume that she was Tmeya when the Veset came around? One man the Omer says yes, that's Veset Tos Doraisa. The other man the Omer says no. The Aruch HaShulchan has a different take on this. But let's take a look inside, because last time we didn't see it bifnim. What bothers the Aruch HaShulchan? He mentions a Chiddush of Gadol Echad, I assume he means the Rav Yehuda, that even though Vestos the Rabbanon, Samach Levesta, and the Din of Prishas don't rise. He says the reason for this, as given by the Nod of Yehuda, is the Achar HaVest Amrinan Shalo Rasa. If HaVest passed, we assume she didn't see, because of the Chezkas Tahara. Avol Kodem HaVest, when we're talking about having beer with his wife before the vest, then Chayshin and Shevetira. And therefore he says, the fact that we assume Shema Tireh, or in the case in Gittin of Shema Yomus, that doesn't in any way undermine the Chazak on the past, that tells me the Chazaka Kodemes, that she didn't see or he didn't die. And the reason I think he's quoting the Nod of Yehuda is because if you take a look, he writes Ayin Shom, and in brackets he adds the Nod of Yehuda Madura Kamaisa Madura Kam. He says Vehine Levad Shekol Ikar Yisodo B'tam Avestos Lo Choshem Midaraisa Hu B'tam Chazaka. He says that the Yisoda Yisodos of the Nod of Yehuda is that as far as the past is concerned, Ukma Gavra, we have a Chazaka that she remains Tahora. He says, I'm not sure that that's true. Kvar birarnu she'ein lo chazaka. When do you say that there's a chazaka? When you have some other element extraneous that's going to present an opposite chazaka. But what happens if inherent in that very chazaka you have a misnagid? In other words, you're telling me that she's tahora. Why? Because she didn't see. But we know she's going to see. So how then can you tell me that on the past we're going to assume that she was Tahora? She already has a Chazaka that she'll see. That Chazaka that she'll see is a direct conflict or a direct contradiction to her Chazaka Cheskes Tara. That's number one. So again, at the first objection that the Aruch HaShulchan raises against the Nod of Yehuda is the reliance and the certification, if you will, of the Nod of Yehuda of the Chazak of Tara. He says that Chazak of Tara is not reliable. Because it's not like the case of a person jumps into a mikveh and he has a Cheskes Tumah, and the mikveh itself was checked yesterday and had a Cheskes Moleh. there you have two chazakas that are independent one of the other. Each chazaka is a valid chazaka. So we don't know how to be machriya the sofek. It's like trey. So we're going to tell us that this tartel reusa, because in addition to the cheskes gavra, we find the mikvah chosel of anecha. So we have the chazaka to make kara against the chazaka to hashta, and the chazaka to hashta, which says that it's choser, joins up, links forces with the cheskes aguf of the tomb of the gavra, and we have two against one. But as far as the chazaka itself, if there's a contradiction, you're telling me, well, she didn't see, and therefore I assume she's still Torah, but we know she's going to see. And therefore that chazok is unreliable. But that's only half of his objection. Now he goes on to the second half of his objection. And he says, V'gam Shema Tira. Now the Node of Yehuda is introducing the fact that based on Chezkas Orach Bizmanabo, we should assume that she'll see. He says, Ein Adobo L'Shem Yomos. How does he base himself and accept that chazaka because of the Gemara Gittin of Shema Yomus, that in the future the shliach has no right to assume that the Baal is still alive and deliver the get? He says, Hasam behechrech kein. Where does the Gemara say that we have to be choshesh that he will die in the future and that the chezkas Yomus, that's because we know he's going to die. No one can question that. Aval Shema Tireh, with regard to chazaka orach bizmano, but there's no way that you can validate that as an absolute chazaka. The ein hechrech. I don't know that she's definitely going to see. The ulai ye'otzru domel legamre. We have cases of noshim that stop seeing for the rest of their life. And not only that, there are cases of a woman who on a temporary basis is called mesulekes domim tis aver. And therefore, ein shum dimyon zelazeh. So I think that the Aruch HaShulchan in his objection to Rabbi Yehuda is an imarashach. The whole thesis of the Rabbi Yehuda and his breakthrough stands or falls on this contradiction, in which on the one hand we acknowledge and validate the chazaka of Tahara, and that's going to indicate that in the past, Shema Rasa Lo Amrinon, that's called Vestos Dramona. And at the same token, to validate on a Doraisa level the assumption that she will see, which is called Cheskas Orach Bizmanabo, he says, Vivanavshach. The Cheskas Tara is not reliable because by its very nature it lends itself to the Vados that she's going to see. Meaning, if the Nod of Yehuda, even according to Vestos, the Rabbanan is validating Cheskas Orech Bizmanabo, and he's upgrading it to the status of Yomus, he's going to die, she's going to see. If that be the case, the Cheskas Tara is unreliable. Because the Yomus is in direct conflict, it's a stira nakhosha, face-to-face conflict, to the Cheskas Tara. And if on the other hand, he wants to upgrade and validate the Cheskas Orech Bizmanabo, and assume that she's definitely going to see, then in that case, I don't understand. How can he compare it and base himself on Shema Yomos? In the case of Shema Yomos, we know he's going to die. In the case of Re'iyah, we don't know it. Now here I'd like to stop with the Node of Yehuda for a minute, point out to you that on page 3, going on to page 4, we'll have the Ra'ah in the Bedek HaBayis, and the Ra'ah in Bedek HaBayis is going to accept the Node of Yehuda, at least as far as this chiluk between the past and the future. Because the Ra'ah, I think, is the only Rishon that goes on record explicitly as saying that as far as the past is concerned, Vestos Derabanan, we don't assume that she saw. As far as the future is concerned, we're going to assume that she will see. The Chiddush of the Ra'ah, and we'll see this in a few minutes in Mitzvah Shem, is that we assume she will see at the moment of her Veset, not to encompass the entire ona lifaneha uliachreha. However, liachar zman vesto, we're going to have the pasuk of Vizhartem that's going to engender a doraisa of prisha samach levest. But according to the Ra'ah, samach levest means liachar vesto. But the fundamental distinction between the past and those chazokas that determine whether she saw in the past, and the future and the chazokah that determines whether she will see in the future, namely Prisha Samach Levest, that chiluk is already in the Ra'ah, in Ritz Hashem. We'll see it inside soon. But But first, I'd like to study with you the sugya in Shavuos. We mentioned it last time, but we didn't really see it inside. The Mishnah establishes that there's going to be a case in which a person is meshamesh im hatahora, so he's having relations with a tahora, in the middle of the bia, in the middle of tashish, she tells him the bad news, and it's Macy, and pirish miyad, he's chayav. Because he was pirish miyad, Rashi explains that he was pirish be'ever chay, and therefore kishem shenene mi knisoso kapi yitziosu nene, and therefore kibiyoso, he's chayav echatos for the yitziah. And the Gemara goes on to tell us, and both Abai and Rav in this case agree, that he's chayav not only one chatos, but he's chayav two chatos. He's chayav one chatos for the knisa, he's a shogeg, and he's chayav a second chatos for the yitziah, because the hanah that he has with the yitziah is considered like bia, and therefore he was bar aleha two times, and he has to bring a karma chatos for each. The question is going to be whether this is not called halama achas. Is there one forgetfulness, one shgaga or halama that caused this, both of these violations? In other words, the lack of awareness that she was tmeya caused both the shgaga of knisa and the shgaga of yitziah. And that's what the Gemara is going to battle about back and forth in the Shaka V'Tarya, because in the case where a person eats two zesim of chelev behaloma achas, he only brings one chatas. If a person violates the same halacha twice on Shabbos, in one haloma he forgot it was Shabbos, he only brings one chatas. Itmar. Again, if you're looking here on page 2, it's approximately in the second paragraph, about 6 lines down from the top, Abaye Omer Mishmeid Rav Chiya Barav Chayav Shtayim V'Chein Omer Rava Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Shava Omer Rav Huna Chayav Shtayim Chada Aknisa V'Chada Aprisha. And now the Gemara is going to go through an entire Shakla V'Tarya from Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis till the middle of Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph to try to figure out why A, he's a shkaga on knisa, why B, he's a shogeg on yitziah, and finally, why he's not chayav achas mishum haloma achas. Why is it called shtei halomas? So let's take a look. Havi ba rabba. Rabba was asking, what's going on over here? Bimai. If the case is ilema somach levestan, assuming he knows the halacha of prisha samach levest, then you cannot call him an anus over here. In other words, if it's shalom b'shas vesta, is a man allowed to have relations with his wife? That's what it's all about, right? So now if she turns out to be a tmeya, he's an anus gomor. He would not be chayav a karbon chatos for such a thing. So we need some element of, buddy, you should have anticipated that she's going to be paresis nida. What is that buddy you should have anticipated? The answer is samuch levest. Oh. So the Gemara says, ilam is samuch levest, and therefore it's not what? It's not an ones. But I don't get it. If he's a Talmud Chacham, I could justify the fact that he is a shogeg with regard to the knisa, and therefore Abai and Rav are correct that he's chayv one chatos. He can't be an anus. On the other hand, he's not amazing, because although with samach levesta, Rashi explains, let's look at Rashi, eino anus al knisos adavile asuki adaiti shemetir b'shas tashmish umiyu mezid lohavi. He's also not amazing because some of you hold the liver of a lifash karm shetira. There's going to be a span of time, a period of time which you'll see. I'm going to go in and go out before she sees. So he is a shogeg. That makes a lot of sense. However, El Aprisha, Amay L'chayev Mezid, who is a Talmud Chacham. Doesn't he know if he's a Talmud Chacham that Kishem Shu Chayev Bia Al Bia Shal Knis is Chayev on Prisha? So the Yitzhi is also a Bia, therefore he's Chayev. He should be a Mezid. How can you tell me he's chayv two chatos? Ella, what are you going to tell me? And this is the Gemara here on the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. V'ibi Am Haaretz. If it's a case of an Am Haaretz, is idi v'idi. It should be a case of Achal Shnei Zesei Chelev Belem Echad Hu. There should be only one chiv chatos for both the Knisa and the Yitzir. Rashi explains that he's a shogig al shtehem. And why he's a shogig al shtehem, you'll have to drop down about six lines in the Rashi. He says, Iba ma'aretz chadahu demechayev haprisha, the omer mutter. He says that basically he's an omer mutter for both the knisa and the prisha, and therefore he should only be chayev. One is one shkaga engenders both violations. Ella, what we're going to have to say, and this is going to be an impossible position, v'she'ein samach leveston b'man ilam v'tamach chacham v'lo chad lo mechayev haknisa onus haprisha mezit. If he's a Talmud Chacham and it's She'ein Samach Levestan, then on the Knisa he's an Anus because it's Shalom B'Shas Vestan. He had no reason to suspect that she would see Dam or have a Yitzias Dam in a Mokar. So then he certainly is an Anus and he shouldn't be Chayev a Chatos on the Prisha because he's a Talmud Chacham and he knows that he can't be Porish B'Ever Chay. He's Chayev for the Yitzias. But Talmud Chacham lizu v'ein Talmud Chacham lizu. So in order to cut out a possible way in which he can be chayev two chatos, and he's chayev for shkaga in both the knisa and yitzia, you're going to have to assume that he's not an onus on the knisa because it was samach levestan. He knows the din very well of prisha. On the other hand, you'll ask me, well, Hilachora, he's amazed on the Yitzir, so for that he should be Chayav Kares or Malkus, but not Chatos. And the answer is, this is the limitation of his scholarship. What he doesn't know is that there's a difference between Eivor Mes and Eivor Chai. He thinks that he can be Poresh now, be Eivor Mes. I'm sorry, be Eivor Chai. And on that he was a Shogeg, Rashi explains. He says the following: Ubitamid Chacham lezu klomar yodea she Yisrael musharim lifosh min shel sam samach levestan. He knows about the chiyuv of prisha based on the pasuk vizartem, and therefore he cannot be considered an anus when he has relations with his wife samach levestan. Correct. But the Eini Yodea, what he's lacking in his knowledge, is Shamashamesh Imatahor of Yomrat Nitbesi Tzarch Lifosh B'Eivor Mes. Right, he has to dig his hands into the ground and wait for an Eivor Mes. Is Havi Lake Shogeg Al Shteim Aknisa for the Knisa, even though he knows that she might see any minute. Savur, he convinced himself, Yechoni Livo, that I can go in and go out before she sees. Vaprisha Omer Mutter. He's already a different category called Omer Mutter. He thinks that there's no difference between Eivor Mes and Eivor Chai. Oh. Now we get to the last two lines in Rashi. In this I bold. V'im Tomar, and if you'll tell me that, how could he say that he's going to be an onus, I'm sorry, that he's going to be a shogeg on the knisa? He says, V'im Tomar mezid hu b'be'ilas samach levesta. After all, says Rashi, he's very well aware of the fact that the Torah requires of him to be Poresh. I'm interpreting it in one particular way, that the Torah requires him to be Poresh Samach Levestan. And therefore, if he goes ahead and he has beer with us, Samach Levestan, violating Vizharatem, he's amazed. Says Rashi, ain't Zu Kusha? Yeah, that's not in Kusha. Why not?
Because he answered already. She hears his mind, Shachon Yifosh, if he has a
Kila. No, but see, you don't hear the kasha. That's why you think there's an answer. You're right. I mean, but Rashi is Havamina. It's a pella of a Havamina, and the Rashba is going to accept this Havamina maskana. Rashi is Havmina believes that if he's amazed on the din the orais of Prisha Samach Leves, then he's Chayv Chatas. It is Maskon, he says, no, ain't Zu Kusha. She'ein Koris V'chiv Chatas al Isur Samach, I added a word, al Isur Samach Leves, Ashati Tomeh. Right, and now he says your answer. Before she sees, but there's a pell of a havamina here. But what I want to emphasize now is not the havamina, but the maskana, because we're going to soon see that the Rashba accepts the havamina of Rashi, and he assumes that since he violated the Isur of Prisha Samach Levest, he's considered a mazid and he's chayv chatos. Rashi says, "Das Kenitzan, you can't say such a thing. Because although there's an Isur of Prisha Samach Levest, it's not the Isur of being Baal neither." And that's how we left it last time. We had a whole discussion here. Gamliel, you remember, after Shir. But what I'd like to show you is a few comments here of the Rashban and the Ra'ah. And it's fascinating, the Shaklavitaria. The Torah Habayis is number one. And then we get to the Berek HaBayis of the Ra'ah, in which he's critiquing the Torah HaBayis. But the Rashba always gets, it's like what I call Yodo Al Hel Yono, because he gets to write the Mishmeres HaBayis to defend his Torah HaBayis against the Berek HaBayis. I don't know that the Ra'ah got to write an anti-Mishmeres HaBayis. So it's a little bit like Ein Mishim and Asari Liachar Moso. What does the Torah HaBayis, the Rashba, say here on the bottom of page 2 that irks the, you know, that stimulates the anger of the Ra'ah? He says the following. And the first case on his list is Higia Eis Vesta. Ketzad, called Isha Sheish La Vest. Then he goes on into the equation here between Ves Kavua and Ves She'eno Kavua. Asura Labaila Kol Ha'ona Osa Ona Shirigila Lirospa. Kamo Ona Yom Olaila. So we take the day, if she has a Veset for the day, and the day as a whole generates an Isur Labaila. If it's Laila, the Laila as a whole. And last time we gave an equation to like a shah, like in halacha there's something called a shah. Regila liros biyom asur kol oso hayom. Regila liros b'layla asur kol oso layla. And therefore he says that, let's say for example she has a veset to see at the very beginning of the day, she's muteris the entire night up until daybreak. If she has a veset to see at the end of the night, she's asura the entire night, but she's muteris the very following morning. Says the Rashba, Dovar Zeh, this halacha, that a man has to be poresh from his wife, Samach Levesta, Min Rabbanan Hu. And here he's going to quote the Ravid, that the entire sugya in two places in Shas, deriving from his Zartev, that is a din, a chiyuv of Prisha Samach Leves, it's all the Rabbanon. Why is it the Rabbanon? Because midaraisat shetireh, because we paskin that vestos the Rabbanon. Meaning, right here, explicitly, the Rashba is rejecting the whole, no, the Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer that we discussed. And basically, he's claiming that if you hold vestos to Rabbanon, there is no such thing as chazaka, orech, bizmano, ba. The yisoda, yisodos of vestos to Rabbanon is that although she has a vest, but that vest is not reliable, the Torah doesn't recognize it, there are many different things that could change her vest. And therefore, if the halacha is that she has to be poresh, samach levesta, that halacha, that din has to be derabbanon. That's called vestos derabbanon. I, the Gemara, derives it from his hartem. So he quotes the Ravid that's only an asmach to be alm. And that's this famous piece here in the Torah Sabayis. Let's just fast forward for a moment, because I do want to get to Reb Chaim today, to the Berek HaBayis of the Ra'ah. The Berek HaBayis, in the first two lines, he quotes the Torah HaBayis, and he goes on to say that according to the Torah Sabayis, as we saw, Dover Zemid Rabbanan Hu Midraisein Asura Chetire, period. The Eino Nacham. So we're about six lines down in the Ra'ah. And here the Ra'ah rejects the Rashba. And he says the following, the Behedja Muchach Bishvuos Gavi Hoyim Meshamish in Atahor of Yomalo Nitmesi, the Konim Sheh Tireu Asurlo de Oraisa. Says the Ra'ah, it's an explicit Sugyan Shvuos. The whole Sugyan Shvuos, from beginning to end, is predicated on the assumption that Prisha Samach Levest is Doraisa, because that's going to determine that he's Chayav Achiv Chatos. Meaning, if he was Baal Ishto, Shalom B'Shas Vesta, he's an honest Gomor. Ella what? He becomes a Shogeg, and he's Chayav Akar Mechatos because of the halacha that he violated a Prisha Samach Levest. And the Gemara in Shavuos derives this from the Pasuk Vizharatim. Says the Ra'ah, it must be that Vizharatim, the Chiyav Prisha, is Doraisa. If it wasn't Doraisa, why is he Chayav Mechatos? And ostensibly, before we see the Rashba, this is a beautiful, beautiful proof to undermine the Shita of the Rashba. Now, before we get to, you see, after the word Doraisa, you see the word Avol, you should press the return button. That's a computer term for starting a new paragraph. But before we start the new paragraph for the Ra'ah, in which he's going to distinguish between the Foshas Vesta, the first half of the Onah, and Samach Levesta after the Vesta, which is the second half of the Lila, let's just take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba Mishmeres Habayis immediately says that what the Ra'ah claims, and it's so interesting how they talk to each other in third person, right? He says, Omar Akosev, you know. He writes the following. Line 4, after quoting the Ra'ah, says, the Omar on the line 3, Eino Nachan Behejra Mucha Veshvuas, the Kodim Shetir Asura Lo Midoraisa, that Prisha Samach Levest is Doraisa. And again, Rabbo said, never forget, I hold this as such a chap that people don't know about this, that the Ra'ah is already made the breakthrough of the Nodim Yehuda. Because again, he's telling you that even though we paskin vestos the Rabbanon, nevertheless Prisha Samach Levest, which is for the future, that's Doraisa. Says the Rashba, afil fi daito. Again, I'm not going to buy into this. Shechoshev shaosa shmaita shvuas muchachas came. The only way you could be chayv achatos for knisa samach levest is only because prisha samach levest is doraisa. I'm not going to buy into that. But even if I grant you that, my kusha da, why is he raising this objection to me? Iu gufayu omer, he himself says that the sugin shvuas dahishmaita lo daika kil chasa enochinami. It's according to the man the omer who says vesto. According to man the omer who holds that prisha samach levest is doraisa. It means the whole premise that underlies the sugya in Shavuos, according to the Ra'ah, is that Vestos Doraisa. Vanan Kaimalon Kamandi Omar, Vestos Dorabonon. Meaning, the sugyan Shavuos, excuse me, the sugyan Yevamos that we saw at great length 2 weeks ago says that Chayav Adam Lifkot is Ishto Samach Levest. And again, it's a machlokas rishonim, but now the Rashba is like the Ravid, that it means that, and Rashi seems to say so, that it is a heter tashmish. How can it be a heter tashmish because of the mitzvah of onah on a violation of an isa doraisa or prisha samach levest? So the yisoda yisodas of the sugin yivamas is that if I hold that vestos derabanan, then Prisha Samach Levest is also the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon Heim Amru Veheim Amru are going to be Matir in Shas, in Mitzvahs Ona, Shas Ona, Biyotzil Derech, they're going to be Matir this Isur that they themselves instituted, Prisha Samach Levest. And now the Ra'ah is turning around and he's telling me, but the Sugyan Shavuos is maintaining that Vestos Do'oraisa? And therefore he's picking a fight against me, says the Rash, because I said the Vestos the Rabbanon. That's not a fair comment, because you yourself, Ra'ah, You also have to contend with the same problem. The whole sugya in Shavuos, according to your understanding, is shalal even hilchasa bishleima l'didi nicha. I hold that prisha samach levest is only derabbana, and somehow magically that derabbana is enough to be mafkia his status as an anus and make him into a shogeg, and he's chayv chatos, as we'll see soon in the Rashba. So l'didi, the sugya in Shavuos is l'hilchasa. We paskin like the sugya nida tezayin that vestos are derabbanan. We paskin like the sugya yivam esamach gimel that b'shas yitzil l'derech he's allowed to have tashmish samach levest because vestos derabbanan and the priest samach levest is derabbanan. The entire derivation of yisaretim is only in a smachta, and that's the raivit. And the sugya in Shavuos holds that he's chayv achatos because he's not an anu since he violated priest samach levest, despite the fact that priest samach levest is only derabbanan. But from my perspective, says the Rashba, all the sugyas fit into one neat package. But according to you, the ra'ah that the sugya in Shavuos is predicated on priest samach levest d'oraisa, that means that vestos d'oraisa. And how can you square that with l'halacha? We pass the vestos is derabbanan. So it's an entire sugya that shalo aliva the hilchasa. So how could it be? Again, Rabosai, we have many sugyas in Shas which are shalo aliva the hilchasa, but not a sugya that's coming to interpret a Mishnah, not a sugya that has a whole list of amoraim, all of which you interpreted, you know, per echad, to say that that sugya shalo aliva the hilchasa. But the answer, Rabosai, is that's not a problem from the Ra'ah's perspective. Why? Because again, the Ra'ah, like to know the Yehuda many centuries later, is of the opinion that there's a difference between Sheva Rasa and Sheva Tiret. As far as the past is concerned, Vestos, Adarabon, as far as Prisha Samach Levest, that's Do Raisa. And Adarabon, Rabosai, I want to tell you that I think the Ra'ah has Yodo Al Hel Yona here. Despite the fact that we'll soon see that the Rashba is going to use very harsh language against the Ra'ah. Because, Rabosai, if you don't accept the Ra'ah, and if you don't accept that Prisha Samach Levest is Doraisa, and even though Vestos Derabbanan Nevelez Chazoka Orech Bismanu Ba is a valid Chazoka Midoraisa, how can you possibly tell me that he violates an Iser Derabbanan of Prisha Samach Levest as the Rashba sees it, and he's Chayav Achatos?
Again, Makesh, he knew that accurate statement.
Okay. So Gamliel, what I want you to do, if you don't mind, is hold your comment until we see Reb Chaim, because I think what you're saying fits in beautifully with Reb Chaim. And again, it's not fair for me to make a challenge here between the Rashba who lived, you know, 1,000 years ago and Reb Chaim who lived 100 years ago. But I really think that is true. Are you following where I'm going with this?
Yeah,
if you see.
Okay.
But again, Rabosa, you know, again, I wouldn't tell you to learn pedagogy from me, you know, at the Chas V'Shalom. But my style of teaching is always, you know, I try to convince you that so and so in the Machlokas is correct, and hopefully you buy into that. You know, if you buy into that, then I surprise you and show you that Sancha connected. You know, that's what I try to do. So, you know, I'm teaching a little bit of Nida here twice a week to the Balabatim, and we're learning now a very difficult sugya. I don't know if you've gotten to it yet. It's called Bodka Satsma V'H.A. No Boduk, and it has to do with Hargosha, not Hargosha. It's a fascinating sugya. It really is a great introduction to Ksamim, which I hope we'll get to next month. And it's becoming very difficult for me to juggle two different sugyas in Nida at the same time. Because I don't know if you know this, I'm also teaching a little bit above a comma here, a drop of Masechta Ksubis, and a couple of shirim a week in Chumash, and one or two shirim in Machshava and Maral. So, yeah, I'm still hanging in there. You know, it's like head above water. I may be sinking, I don't know, but we'll see. Says the Rashba in his self-defense in the Mishmeres Habayis on the bottom of page 4, he says the following: V'od nishtabesh harbi. The Ra'ah is really off the beaten path. V'amesha omer divizhartem b'nei Yisrael eino azhora el lemosar ha'ona shemisha shalimud oliros ad sofam. the Ra'ah has a major breakthrough. There are three periods of time in every Onah. Every Onah has to be smashed into three elements. There's Shas Re'iyah Mamish, which we called last week, whoever remembers, Chatzos Laila, we just gave a dugma. And then there's Onah Has, there's a Onah Samach Levesta Lifaneha. So for example, the beginning of the night is at 7 p.m. so from 7 till midnight, that's called Lifaneha. And then there's the third Chelek, the third segment of the Onah, and that's Lachrena. Says the Ra'ah, and I want to show you his words inside, that there's a tremendous difference when you split the Onah into its component parts between the time before the Re'iyah, the time Vesta, I mean, when she sees three times consecutively, and the time afterwards, even though it's all within the same Onah. And he says the following, that the time period after the Vesta, after Shas Vesta Mamish, the balance of the night, meaning from Chatzos and on until daybreak, that's the Oraisa, that's Prisha Samach Levest, the Oraisa, insists the Ra'ah. Likuli Alma. Even if I hold Vestos, the Oraisa. I'm sorry. Even if I hold Vestos, the Ra'ah. Sorry. However, he says the following. The first half of the night depends upon the machlokes between Vestos the Oraisa and Vestos the Rabbanon. If I hold Vestos the Rabbanon, then the first half of the night is mutter. If I hold Vestos the Oraisa, then Vestos the Oraisa applies in the first half of the night as well. Not just Chatzos B'Shas Re'iyah Mamish. And says the Ra'ah, since even if I hold Vestos the Rabbanon, nevertheless the second half of the night engenders a Prisha Samach Levest da Oraisa, that's why the Sugya classifies him as a Shogeg da Oraisa with a Chiv Chatas. Meaning, even if I hold Vestos the Rabbanon, but vis-a-vis the second half of the Laila, that's after Shas Vest, there's an Isa d'Oraisa Prisha Samach Levest. That's the Oraisa. That's derived from his Haratim. Keep in mind, the Ra'ah is totally unaware of, it's not on his radar screen, the Ravid that his Haratim is only what? Is only Nasmata the Rabbanon. That doesn't exist in his frame of reference. But where does Vizartem apply? Where and when does it engender a Chiyuv Prisha d'Oraisa? That's only in the second half of the night. Afdem et Gizokt, you know, regarding the second half of the night, the Gemara tells us that he becomes a Shogeg, and he's not an Ones, and he's Chayev a Karban Chatas, because that Prisha is d'Oraisa. In fact, according to the Bar Yomar who holds Vestos d'Oraisa, he would become amazed. I'm sorry, correct that. He would become a shogeg b'mafkia ones even if he had beer with her in the first half of the night. Because if I maintain that Vestos d'Oraisa, the chiyuv and the iser of Prisha Samach Levest applies in the first half of the night, and that's based on the chazok of Orech Bizmano Ba, that's why I hold Vestos d'Oraisa. The second half of the night is d'Oraisa post Chatzos, based on the pasuk of Vizhartem. So when I put together, number one, the chazok of Orech Bizmano Ba, which is Vestos d'Oraisa, together with Vizhartem, what I end up with is that the entire Onah is included in Prisha Samach Levest d'Oraisa, but that's only the coin to which man the Omar Vestos d'Oraisa, says the Ra'ah, but Laman the Omar Vestos the Rabbanon, the first half of the night is Mutter, and the Isur of Prisha Samach Levest is only at the Shas Vesta, that's when we say Chazaka Orech Bizmano Ba. Subsequent to the Shas Vesta, there would be no Iser Bitores Vestos, but there's an Iser that's derived from Vizhartem that engenders a Doraisa and a Chiyuv of Prisha Samach Levest in the second half of the night. That itself is going to engender a Chiyuv Chatos and a status of shogeg with regard to the Knesa. The Rashba doesn't tolerate it, and his language is so sharp. He says on the bottom of page 4 in the Mishmeres Habayitz, Zos be'emes shimush gadol, that when the Gemara says that ona samuch levesta, and therefore he's a shogeg, right? Because he's a Talmid Chacham who knows about Prishas Samach Levesta, but Samach Levesta means, according to the Ra'ah, because we hold Vestos to Rabbanon, after the Shas Vesta, the second, the balance of the night after Chatzos, he says, Smucha Lefnei Vesta Mashma. When the Gemara uses the term Samach Levesta, it means before her vest. Velo Ona Smucha, on page 5, Li'akar HaVest. He gives credit to the Ra'ah. He's the first one in history to make this mistake. He's the only one in history that Samuch Levesta could be Li'achar Vesta. And he spends the balance of this page trying to prove over and over again from various sugyas and shas that Samuch means before and not after, and he has Rabbeinu Chananel to support it. And that leads us up to the words V'od Ta Bacheres, where I would press the return button again. It's a whole new paragraph. Again, if you could find it, it's about 2/3 down the page on page 5, and the first word in the line is Lila. I should have underlined a few, I apologize. V'od Ta Bacheres, the Omar Dilfnei Ona, that the first half of the night, before the Shas Vesta Mamish, be plugged to the vestos to rise and drabon. And he says, "Vim kain Rabbi Yehuda da asar kol osa ona." This Rabbi Yehuda in a different sugya in Masechta Nida and Samach Gimel, he says that the whole ona is also, including the first half of the night, mishum vishartem. Kimandi over Vestos Doraisa. That could only make sense according to the Ra'ah if he holds Vestos Doraisa and Ken Kasha Hilchas Achilsa. Because we paskin on the one hand like Rabbi Yehuda, and the other hand we paskin that Vestos are Durabana. So the Ra'ah has gotten us into another plunder of Kasha Hilchas Achilsa. Because how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda asks the first half of the night up until Chatzos, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, when that shita could only make sense according to the Ra'ah if I hold Vestos, the Oraisa. But I just want to show you the Ra'ah inside. How much time do we have left to do Reb Chaim? Okay, I have to leave a little time for Reb Chaim. But just to take a look in the Bedek HaBayis of the Ra'ah inside and underline the, you know, the main, how should I say, the main points here, he says. And again, on page 3, it's about 7 lines up from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom. Ikran shel dvarim kachen, de plukuhu vestos, idoraisa drabonon, lememra imach zakidele bishas vesta bevadai roa. Shall we assume, based on Orech Bismano, but that she definitely saw, even if she checked herself afterwards? Or do we say no, vestos drabonon means that it's a suffix, maybe she saw, maybe she didn't see? However, even if I hold Vestos to Rabbanon, I still insist that the Torah through Vizhartem obligated a Prisha Samach Levest from the Shas Vesta until the balance of that Ona, the balance of that Lila in a case that we gave. And now if you take a look on the top of page 4, he says, therefore, if a woman passed her veset, and this is going to be the subject of Achabur Mitzvashem next week, if she passed her veset and then she makes a bedika, he wants to suggest that we assume that she saw unless 7 days have passed, and then we have a sveksveka, he says. I don't know if you learned this sugya of sveksveka. Did you see this famous sugya of sveksveka? It's Rabbi Yochanan. And he says that, number one, it could be that she didn't see, even though she had a vest. And number two, even if she did see, she was toveles l'shivas yomeh. At the end of the 7 days, she dilma lo chazi. Line 3, v'imtim zalomar. Even if I tell you that she saw, shema tovla shederch noshim litvo lialter. Immediately after the 7 days, he can come home from a trip, and he's allowed to have tashmish with his wife, even without asking her, even if she's asleep, because of the sveksveka. And that's true. And that certainly applies even if I hold Vestos Derabanan. And then he goes on to say that even if I hold Vestos Derabanan, this on line 5, Asal el Shavish Mishigia Vesta Kolosa Ona. And then he goes on to present his famous thesis that even if I hold Vestos Derabanan, but as far as Shematira is concerned, that would aser the period of time of the Veset Mamish. Subsequently to the Shas HaVeset, it would only be Asur because of his Hartem, because of the derivation of his Hartem. Now, you could always ask the following question: who cares whether Vestos are Doraisa or Vestos the Rabbanon? If, according to the Ra'ah, Prisha Samach Levest or Pshas Vesta is Doraisa because Oreach is Orech Bismanaba, then even if I hold Vestos the Rabbanon, I should still assume that the entire Ona, even the half of the Lila before the Vest, should also be included. Ella, what? You're going to tell me that that's not so. So even if I hold Vestos to Orais, I could say that's not so. Now, why are we saying that if I hold Vestos to Rabbanon, the first half of the night is Mutter, and this Hartim is only coming to Asa the second half of the night? If I hold Vestos to Orais, the first half of the night up until Shas Vesta is Asur, and the second half of the night is derived from this Hartim, and then encompasses the Lona, Nimarevsha. What's the logic here of the Ra'ah? This he doesn't spell out. So the Fianias Daiti, it works like this. As we said at the outset, Rabbi Yehuda already establishes that there's a Halach of Ona. If I hold Vestos to Rabbanon, then what the Chazak of Orach Bismanabo tells me is that she's going to see at the time of her vest. She's not going to see in the first half of the vest, because that's not Bismano. The Zman of the vest is from Chatzos and on. So my old Vestos to Rabbanon, there's absolutely no reason to include the first half of the night in the Din of Prisha. Correct? Because the Halach of Shematireh, which again, according to the note of Yehuda, means that she's going to see, that only applies Mishas Vesta V'elech. It can't apply before Shas Vesta, because before Shas Vesta, it's before Zmana, and before Zmana, the Orech is not going to come. Therefore, when the Vizhartam comes to add an Issa Doraisa, it's coming for the second half of the night. But Masha'enkin, if I hold that what? That Vestos Doraisa, and now I'm saying that during this Ona, she's definitely going to see. Correct? It's not that we're choshesh that she may see, and then Vizhartem comes to incorporate the second half. No. This is considered the time that she will see. So the halach of Shema Tireh applies from the beginning of the night. Why? Because the beginning of the night is also part of this Ona. So again, let me go over it one more time. If I hold Vestos to Rabbanon, Ella, what? We want to be choshesh. To what? To, we want to require Prisha because of this chazaka through her vest of Orech Bismanabah. Then I'm going to take it in the least possible way. What am I going to say? Orech Bismanabah, but from Zmana. Now, her Zman passed. Well, maybe she's going to see Adat, but only Bismano. Meaning I can through Vizhartem, says the Ra'ah, if I hold Vestos to Rabbanon, I can extend the Bismano to encompass the rest, the balance of the Ona. But Orech Bismano Ba is not going to be something that's going to tell me that I have to be Choshish for the first half of the night, because that's not Bismano. Mashenkin, if I hold Vestos to Raisa, says the Ra'ah, in that case, the Torah relies totally on the fact that she's going to see. Then it makes sense that you should be Poresh during that time period that she's going to see. I don't know that she's going to see at a specific moment. She's going to see sometime. But now the time period of Ona passed, the time period of her vest passed. Now I don't know. Does she? Is there still a din of Orech Bismanabo? That's where the Pasuk. That's where the. Oh, I'm sorry. Just one second. I got a little tongue tied here. I'm sorry. If I can just, what's the word to rewind the last few sentences again? What I said correctly was that first half. Let me just review. If I hold Vestos to Rabbanon, then the Torah only recognizes the Orech Bismano Ba as a suffix. That suffix, says the Torah, is enough to engender a Prisha at the time of her vest, because that's the Zmana. That's when she's going to see. What happens if she didn't see Bishas Onosa? So then, should we be worried that, you know, if the Orech is a little bit later, but it's going to come, the answer is, for that I have his heart. And that's going to extend the din of Prisha from Shas Vesta Mamish to incorporate Li'achar Shas Vesta. That's the Ra'or Shita in Vestos Dramon. Masha Enkin, if I hold, says the Ra'or Vestos Dramon. What does Vestos Dramon mean? That she's going to definitely see. Then, in that case, if she's definitely going to see, what happened if the Shas Vesta passed and she didn't see? The answer is she will see. I know she's going to see. And therefore, there's a Chiv Prisha until the end of that vest. So what do we do with Vizhartem? Vizhartem comes to tell you that even the first half of the owner is part of the owner, and therefore there's a Chiv Prisha some of the vest, even the first half of the owner. Okay, Rabbi, so let's just spend the last few minutes that we have on the Chidush of Chaim al-Levi. Perek Dalet Aloch Yud Beis, the Rambam holds, Asur lo li'odom loval ishto samach levesta, etc., etc. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Vizhartem is Bnei Yisrael. The Magen Mishnah says, wait a minute, the Rambam paskins later on in Perek Ches, like the Man Yomer the Vestosa the Rabbana. So what do we do with this Chiyuv Prisha? Says the Magen Mishnah, it must be the Rabbanon. That the Rambam here is talking about Prisha Midrabbanon. Midaraisa, there's no difference between Shas Vesta and Shalovas Shas Vesta. There's no Chiyuv Prisha. The whole deal is only Dirabbanon. The Rambam says Shanemar. Says the Ra'ah, based on the Ravid, Asmachta, the Alma, the Iser Zehu Midivrei. Obviously, that's not a very comfortable way of reading the Rambam, but more than that, the Reb Chaim asks, what are we going to do with the Sugyan Shvuas? The Sugyan Shvuas says that Yechayev Achatos, because of the halacha of Prisha Samach Levest, if Midaraisa there's no difference between Shas Vesta and Shalosh Shas Vesta, then how could the Torah say that Yechayev Achatos? What's the difference? We just finished saying that Shalom B'Shas Vesta, he's an Onus. And now the Magen Mishnah is claiming that Shas Vesta on a Doraisa level is equal to Shalom B'Shas Vesta. We're back to Shalom B'Shas Vesta. Shalom B'Shas Vesta, he's an Onus. How then could he be Chayev a Korban Chatos? Says Reb Chaim, the key of keys to unlock the mystery of this Rambam is not in the Magen Mishnah at all. It's in the gigantic machlokas, the most fundamental machlokas in all of Masechta Nida, between the Rambam on the one hand, the Ramban, Rashi and the Ramban on the other hand, about what Yemei Ziva are all about. And obviously, the Rambam Shita, which was rejected by all the Rishonim, is that we go back to our first Yemei Nida, and then we establish the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, and therefore the Yemei Ziva are always in those 11 days following Har Yemei Nida. And if we get a chance, we'll see a summary of this machlokas we've shown him in the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. According to the Rambam, Yemei Nida and afterwards Yemei Ziva, how is that nikbah? How do you establish when are the Yemei Nida, following which come the Yemei Ziva, the 11 days, which for the rest of her career will be Yemei Ziva? Says the Rambam, that's Nikbal Peak Vius Vest, which means that once she's Kovea Vest, then we know that's called Yemei Nidasa, and then we wait the 7 days of Yemei Nidasa, and then the Yud Aleph Yom of Yemei Ziva begin. So all the Achronim Pei Echa, they stand up and they ask the Kash and the Rambam. The Rambam is Soseris Atzmo. The Rambam himself paskins that Vestos Dirabonon. There's the whole Chazaka that Orach Bizmanova is all Echashash Dirabonon. The Torah doesn't recognize it. So if the Rambam paskins Vestos Dirabonon, how is it possible that the Kvius of Yemei of Yemei Ziva is established a week after she's established Yemei Nida. And how does she establish Yemei Nida? Through Kviyas Vest, where Kviyas Vest is only Derabbanon. Says Reb Chaim, a Gevaldi Yisot, and please make a note of it, that I think you'll find it in the Chavas Das at the end of Siman Kuf Pei Beis, I'm not sure, in the beer of the Chavas Das. Says Reb Chaim, true, Kviyas Vest is Derabbanon. What does that mean? That if she passed her vest, and now you want to tell me, is she Tahora? And can I assume that she saw, she didn't see? That's Derabbanon. But everybody agrees that Kviyas Vest is a Chazaka Doraisa. Three times she saw over and over again. As far as the chash of whether she became Tmei or not, if she passed her vest and she didn't see, or whether or not we should be choshish in the future, whether she'll see, that's all Drabana. However, if she already saw on a Yom vest, that Re'iyah, he says, is a Re'iyah of Chazaka Mamish. And if it's a Re'iyah of Chazaka of Yemeni Dasa, that's Doraisa. The Torah is not rejecting the fact that three Re'iyos in a row establish a Chazaka. The third Re'iyah clinches that Chazaka. He gives the example, the equation to Shar Mu'ad. What does Shar Mu'ad tell me? That after there was Ha'adah three times over for three Negichos, right, V'huad Be'bolov, now the Shar becomes what? A Sharmua, the third Negicha, is a Negicha Shel Chazaka. And the Negicha Shel Chazaka establishes the Shar as a Sharmua. The third Re'iyah of a Veset establishes that as Nidasa, as Re'iyas Nida, such that now, after 7 days, she starts Yimei Ziva. Does that mean that the Sharmua is going to be Nogeach a fourth time? Nobody knows. He may be Nogeach the fourth time, maybe he won't be Nogeach a fourth time, but it doesn't matter. He becomes a Sharmua. And he's chayv nezek sholim from the third negich, because that negich is a negich shel chazaka. Says Reb Chaim, based on this, I can understand the sugyan shvuas. A person has to, when he comes to Shas Vesta, has to know whether or not she might see b'shas Vesta. That Shas Vesta is a Re'iyah d'oraisa of Chazaka. And therefore, that's mafkia, the din of ones, regarding this beer. When he's going to have beer with a woman who b'shas Vesta is going to see a Re'iyah shel Chazaka, that's not an ones. He can't claim that on a Re'iyah shel Chazaka, he is onus. He could be called a shogeg. He thinks that he'll be able to be b'baleha and get out of there in time. Fine. But you can't tell me lo ichpas lo midoraisa, that the Torah doesn't care about the fact that she has a vest. Certainly the Torah cares. You see, according to the Rambam, the Torah through that kviyas vest established as Yemei Nida, now Yemei Ziva. And therefore, you cannot say that he's not obligated to be choshesh that she will see during the vest. If she sees during the vest, that re'iyah is not a re'iyah's ones, it's a re'iyah bizmana, it's a re'iyah of cheskas Vesta, and it's a chazaka d'oraisa. Says Rav Chaim, therefore I disagree with the Magid Mishnah. According to the Rambam, this hartem is a drasha gemura d'oraisa. Even though Vestos is the Rabbana, but the Iker did of being Porish in a case where she'll see a Re'iyah if she sees, a Re'iyah of Shas Vesta, a Re'iyah of Chazaka, that's going to change her entire life as far as Silchus Nida is concerned. If that is the case, then the din of Kviyas Vest Be'ikaro is a din d'oraisa. If the vest passes and she didn't see, then we don't say that she saw, because Vestosa Drabana. We're not going to definitely say that she saw, but the Shas Vesta is very possible that she'll see, and if she does see, that's not going to be a Rias Ones, that's going to be a Rias Zmana, and therefore the Pasuk Vizharitim is teaching me a Chiyuv Prisha Doraisa. Says Reb Chaim, and with this we'll conclude, the Chiyuv Prisha is Doraisa according to the Rambam, not because of the Svar of the Not Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer of Orech Bizmano Ba, because Adarabba, the Rambam Paskin said Vestos Derabbanan, and you can't say that this is a chazaka that she'll see, but rather if she does see, that chazaka is not an onus, it's not a derech mikre, you know, it's not just something that fluke, an accident that happened, but that's a re'iyah which the Torah recognizes as a re'iyah shel shas vesta, which determines her nidus, and therefore the chiyuv of being poresh based on the possibility of tireh means that since if she will see, it's not going to be considered an onus, and that's why the Gemara in Shmuz establishes that a chiyuv chatos lafkia onus, and therefore the chiyuv prisha samach levest is doraisa based on the fact that if in fact she does see, that re'iyah will be a re'iyah of vest doraisa based on the chazaka of three times that she's. Okay, Rabbi Mosai, we'll stop here. And I apologize, I went a little bit over. Oh.